ॐ सहनाभवतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
I'm losing my voice a little bit. Okay. Taitriya.
Om yas chanda sam rishabho vishvarupaha chando pyo dhyanatha atsam bhabhuva samendro metaya aspranotu amritasya devatharano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me matimattama karna abhyam puri vishruvam brahmana koshosi metaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya avahanti vitanvana kurvana chiramatmanaha vasatumsi mamadavascha annapane cha sarvada tato me shriyamavaha lomasham pashubis sahaswaha amayantu brahmacharina swaha vimayantu brahmacharina swaha pramayantu brahmacharina swaha tamayantu brahmacharina swaha shamayantu brahmacharina swaha yasho jane sani swaha shreyan vasya so sani swaha tantva bhagat pravishani swaha sama bhagat pravisha swaha tasmin sahasrashakhe nibhagahan twayi mraje swaha yatha pavravata yanti yatha masa aharjaram evam mam brahmacharinah dhatarayantu sarvata swaha prativeshosi pramapahi pramapadyasva bhurbhuvasuvaritiva ethastisro vyahritayah thasam uhasmaitam chaturthim mahachamasya pravedayate mahiti tad brahma sa atma anga anyanya devathah bhurtiva ayam lokah bhuva ityantariksham suva ityasau lokah mah ityadityah adityena vava sarve loka mahiyante bhurtiva agnihi bhuva iti vayuhu suva ityadityah mah iti chandrama mah iti chandrama aha chandrama sa vava sarvani jyoti gumshi mahiyante bhurati varchah bhuva iti samani suvarati yaju gumshi mah iti brahma brahma na vava sarve veda mahiyante bhurati vay pranah bhuva itya panah suvarati vyanah mah ityannam annena vava sarve prana mahiyante thava etas chatasras chaturtha chatasras chatasro vyahritayah thayo veda saveda brahma sarve esmai deva balima vahanti. So you have to meet for this one. It doesn't really help. Repeat after me. hear it then?
Mm-hmm.
Saya esha ontar hridaya akashah. Saya esha ontar hridaya akashah. Saya esha ontar. Saya esha ontar hridaya akashah. Hridaya akashah. Tasmin nayam. Tasmin nayam purusho manomayah. Purusho manomayah, tasmin nayam purusho manomayah, tasmin nayam purusho manomayah, tasmin nayam purusho manomayah, tasmin nayam purusho manomayah, amrito hiranmayah, amrito hiranmayah, amrito hiranmayah. Amrito hiranmayah antarena taluke antarena taluke antarena taluke antarena taluke ya eshastana ivavalambate ya eshastana ivavalambate ya eshastana ya eshastana ya eshastana Ya eshastana ivavalambate, 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 ivavalambate. Ya eshastana ivavalambate, ya eshastana ivavalambate, ya eshastana ivavalambate, ya eshastana ivavalambate. Se endrayonihi. Se endrayonihi yatra sauke shanto vivartate yatra sauke shanto yatra sauke shanto vivartate vivartate yatra sauke shanto vivartate Yatra sauke shanto vivartate. Yatra sauke shanto vivartate. Yatra sauke shanto vivartate. Vyapo hyashirsha kapale. 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 Vyapo hyashirsha kapale Puritjagnao pratitishtati Puritjagnao pratitishtati Puritjagnao pratitishtati Puritjagnao pratitishtati Bhuva iti vayo Bhuva iti vayo Bhuva iti vayo Bhuva iti vayo Suvaritya ditye, Suvaritya ditye, Suvaritya ditye, Suvaritya ditye, Maha iti Brahmani, Maha iti Brahmani. That's where we left off, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Repeat after me. Apnoti.
Apnoti.
Swa rajam.
Swa rajam.
Apnoti swa rajam.
Apnoti swa rajam.
Apnoti means he obtains, he gains. Swa rajam. Swa rajam comes from swa raja. Means swa rajam, it's a tadita. Means it's a nominal derivative and it means overlordship. Means, having one's own kingdom. Swa means one's own. Raja is kingdom. So swarajam is that state of being the only king, the king of kings, so that there's no king above you. Everything is your kingdom. Okay? So swarajam. So he obtains swarajam, that overlordship of everything, swarajyam, being one's own, having one's own kingdom. Repeat after me. Apnoti.
Apnoti.
Manasas.
Manasas.
Patim. Manasas patim.
Manasas patim.
Apnoti manasaha patim. If I break the sandhi. Apnoti manasaha patim. Apnoti, he obtains, he gains. Patim means overlordship, becoming the lord of the mind. He gains being the lord of the mind. Overlordship over the mind is the idea. First he becomes the king of everything, right? He becomes his own king. There's no king above him. He obtains the patim, being the lord of the mind. Okay. Vak patish patish, say vak patish.
Vak patish.
Chakshush patihi.
Chakshush patihi.
Vak patihi.
Vak patihi.
Chakshuhu patihi. Breaking the sandhi. Vak patihi. Now, in this one, the apnoti is being carried forward. He gains being the lord of speech. Vak is speech. Okay, so first he's the lord of the mind. Now he gains being the vakpati, lord of speech. Chakshus is eyes. He gains being the lord of the eyes. Okay. This is the pala, the pala from doing the upasana.
Oh.
Okay. So vakpatihi. Chakshus patihi, or chakshuhu patihi. Next one. Shrotra patira. Shrotra patira.
Shrotra patira.
Vijnana patihi.
Vijnana patihi.
Apnoti is brought forward. He gains the Shrotra Patihi, the lord of the ears of hearing, and Vijnana Patihi, the lord of the buddhi. Okay. Let me just go through this literally. They say it's brought forward, but grammatically, let me tell you what it says. First is the Apnoti Swarajam. That's in Apnoti is third person singular in the present tense. And then the swarajyam means that overlordship. He gains swarajyam. Then apnoti manasas patim. Now that manasas patim is in the accusative singular, so he gains being the pati, the lord of the mind. So these are accusatives. Now after that it says vak patihi. Literally it says he is the lord of the speech. Then, because nominative, chakshus patihi, he is the lord of the eyes. Shrotra patihi, we could add like this, he becomes. But you're bringing apnoti forward, but really, literally, it's he becomes or he is the lord of the speech, because nominative singular, the lord of the eyes, the lord of the ears, the lord of the vijnana. Vijnana is the buddhi, okay? The intellect. Everybody see it? Then, etat tato bhavati.
Etat tato
bhavati. Etat tataha bhavati. Bhavati. Etat tataha, that O is a visarga. Etat tataha bhavati. Tataha bhavati. Etat this. Tetaha from that bhavati is. What that means is from all that we've said, there is this. Now we're going to talk about Brahman. He's gained all of these things, all of this overlordship. But then taking all of that to differentiating from all of that, there is this, which is what? Akasha Chariram Brahma. Say Akasha Chariram Brahma. Brahma. Now we're going to Brahman, because all of this we're talking about Ishvara, the Ishvara Upadhi, right? So it's almost like a Saguna Upasana, Upasana on Ishvara. Now we're moving into Brahman. Akasha Shariram, the body is space, Brahman, right? Brahman, whose body, for whom the body, Shariram is body, is Akasha.
Wait a minute. How does that? What does that have to do with the being the Raja of all these things?
At the first part, we're doing Saguna Upasana, and for the Saguna Upasana, what is the result? Is that you become Ishvara.
Oh.
You identify with the whole Ishvara Upadhi,
okay,
and gain the overlordship of Ishvara. And now we're going into the Mahaha, which is the fourth of the Vyahartis, which is Brahman. Now for Brahman, the Sharira of Brahman is Akasha. Akasha, now we're looking at the Maya Upadhi. Akasha is pervasive. And also, of all of the five elements, Akasha is the one that's closest to non-dual. Right? Because there's only one Akasha, there's not many Akashas, there's only one Akasha. And that one Akasha doesn't have any parts. There are two Akashas, there are two spaces, and the space that is there is without parts. The only thing that makes space different, not non-dual, is that space is not fire, it's not water, it's not earth. So space enjoys the duality that in the creation there's other things but space, different from space. But space itself is all-pervasive and it is formless. And so now we're looking at this whole Maya Upadhi and looking at the space and saying the space is the Sharira of Saguna Brahman. The space is the Sharira of Brahman. So this is an Upasana. It's a visualization. Right, so you see, now we're moving inward because Brahman is free of Nama Rupa, name and form. So now you're taking the whole Maya Upadhi and we're moving in toward Brahman. And Brahman being formless, what is the most formless thing in the creation and all pervasive is Akasha, is space. So now you're visualizing the Maya Upadhi, moving in toward Brahman, the Akasha, the space as the Sharira, and the Sharira of what? Of Brahman.
And at the temple, the lingam represents that, right?
Yeah, but that's true, but that's a little different here.
Okay.
So let's just watch it, ourselves move in here. Okay. Satyatma. Satyatma. Pranaramam. Pranaramam. Mana Anandam. Now he's giving some of the like qualities of Brahman. Brahman who's Satya Atma, whose Atma is Satyam. Satyam means that which is, there's two ways, the Bhashyakara deals with this in two ways. Satyam is that which is, can never be degraded, negated in past, present, or future. It's a name for Brahman, Satyam, but that which is free from time, changeless. So the one whose nature is Satyam. Another way that this is dealt with is the one whose Atma, who is the self of Sat and Tya. Sat is that thing that has form, tya without, or sat is without form, and tya is with form, or vice versa. So they break satya into sat and tya, that which is the self of all namarupa, the self of the whole creation. That's a little esoteric. Another way of taking that, which is also in the Bhasha, the one whose self is satya. Is the truth. And who is, but so you can take the one whose self is Satyam, or the one who is the Atma of all, of both things that have form and things without form. For instance, Akasha has no form, Avayu has no form, right? The other three elements have form. So when we say the self of that which has form and was without form, we're talking about the five elements and the elemental. So that's one way of taking it. Which makes some sense because the next one is prana aramaha. The one who, arama means to sport or to play or to revel. Arama really means to play. The one whose play or whose sport is life itself, is the prana. So the prana is the play or the sport. Prana aramam.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then the next one, mana anandam. The one who the compound doesn't break that easily, it's a different kind of compound, but it means the one whose mind totally enjoys ananda. Right, the mind can cause a lot of pain, right? There can be dukkha in the mind. But, and there's a nice bhasha on this, when the mind is just abiding in the self, the mind, the sattva, right? Sattva, rajas, and tamas, the mind is sattva. The mind just is full of ananda, right? Because the atma reflects in the mind. And when the mind is not engaged in samsara creating pain, and it's just instead reveling in the self, that mind is just an expression of joy, an expression of ananda. So the one whose mind is ananda.
So we're talking about Ishvara now?
Well, we're talking about Ishvara, but we're moving from Ishvara into Brahman.
Yeah.
Because for Brahman, the whole Maya Upadhi is the ananda in the mind. The creation itself, the prana itself, is the play. The Brahman is the self of all the movable and things with form and without form. The very body of Brahman is akasha. So we're still in upasana.
Okay.
We're still doing a visualization, but now we're moving that visualization into Brahman. Okay? And then when we go into the Upanishad, it's going to be not a visualization, not an upasana, but knowledge of Brahman.
The identity.
Mm-hmm. But now this is included in the upasana. Let's do the next one. Shanti Samriddham.
Shanti
Samriddham. Amritam. The words are this. First word, Shanti. Samriddham. Amritam. Shanti Samriddham Amritam.
Shanti
Samriddham Amritam. There's a little pause there. You'll see when we chant it. Samriddham. Samriddham. You hear that pause? Samriddham.
Samriddham.
Yeah, Samriddham. Then Amritam. So the first is a compound, Shanti Samriddham. Samriddham means wealth or fullness. Who is the one who is full of? Because so the one who is full of Shanti. Shanti, whose wealth, who has unbounded Shanti, is replete with Shanti. Shanti Samriddham. Then Amritam, free from death, means immortal, timeless. And these are all words for Brahman. Absolute Shanti. The absolute Shanti is Brahman. That which is free from change, Amritam, means deathless, free from time. Amritam is just another word for Brahman. Okay?
And what kind of lakshanas are these?
Shanti would be, that would be like a Swarupa Lakshanam. Amritam is Swarupa Lakshanam. When it becomes, that means a Lakshanam, something that's defining it by talking about its own nature. Mm-hmm. But when you say,
whose body is space, that's one.
That's Tatesta Lakshana, Prana Aramam, Tatesta Lakshana, the one from whom whose joy is the life force, the one who is Anand, whose mind is the Anand in the mind, that's all. Tatesta Lakshana. But Shanti is like saying Anandam, peace. That is the very Swarupa, right?
So that's not born of thought modification or anything?
No, it can be, but it's also the very nature of the self also.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do this last part. Iti. Prachina. Yogyopasya.
Yogyopasya.
That prachina yogya should be one word actually. Iti prachina yogya upasya. Upasva. It means thus iti. O prachina yogya. Prachina yogya is the one who is the name. It's a proper name. I think it means something like the one who has now become prepared to, is qualified to do this upasana. So, O prachina yogya, may you upasva, may you do this upasana. He's now taught the whole upasana, and now he says to prachina yogya, may you do this upasana. It's in the imperative. So if you remember way back when, the teacher here is Maha Chamasya.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Maha Chamasya has taught this whole upasana, and now he tells to his student, Prachina Yogya, may you do, upasva's imperative second person singular, may you do this upasana.
What was his name and what did it mean to Maha?
Maha Chamasya is the name of the teacher.
What does that mean?
It means the one who has done so many of this particular type of ritual.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
A rishi. Everybody see?
When do we get to Brahman?
It's coming. Let's go to Atnoti. Everybody there for chanting? We'll go to where we started. Atnoti Swarajam. Right where we started translating, where we left off yesterday.
Oh,
everybody have it? Do you have it, Durga?
Yes. No, I do. Yeah, show me.
Have we switched texts?
No, we're still there. We're just, we kind of started in the middle of a line. So.
Yeah, we did. Apnoti swara ajan. Apnoti swara ajan. Apnoti swara ajan. Apnoti swara ajan. Apnoti swara ajam. Apnoti swara ajam. Apnoti swara ajam. Apnoti manasaspatim. Apnoti manasaspatim. Apnoti manasaspatim. Apnoti manasaspatim. Apnoti manasas. Apnoti manasas patim. Patim. Apnoti manasas patim. Apnoti manasas patim. Vak patis chakshush patihi. Vak patis chakshush patihi. Vak patish. Vak patish. Vak patish, vak patish, chakshish patihi, chakshish patihi, chakshish patihi, chakshish patihi, vak patish, 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 chakshish patihi. Vak patish chakshush patihi. Shrotra patira. Shrotra patira. Shrotra patira. Shrotra patira. Vijnana patihi. Vijnana patihi. Shrotra patira. Vijnana patihi. Shrotra patira. Vijnana patihi. Shrotra patira. Vijnana patihi.
Shrotrapatir Vijnanapatihi. Shrotrapatir Vijnanapatihi. Shrotrapatir Vijnanapatihi. Etatato Bhavati. Etatato Bhavati. Etatato Bhavati. Etatato Bhavati. Etatato Bhavati. Etatato Bhavati. Akasha Shariram Brahma. 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 Satyatma. Satyatma. Satyatma.
Satyatma.
Pranaramam.
Pranaramam.
Mana Anandam. Mana Anandam. Satyatma Pranaramam. Satyatma Pranaramam. Mana Anandam. Mana Anandam. Satyatma Pranaramam. Mana Anandam. Satyatma Pranaramam. Mana Anandam. Satyatma Pranaramam. Mana Anandam. Satyatma Pranaramam. Mana Anandam. Shanti Samritta. Shanti Samritta. Shanti Samritta. Shanti Samritta. Mamatam. 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 Shanti Samritta. 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 Mamatam. Iti Prachina Yogyopāsva. 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 Iti Prachina Yogyopāsva.
Good. Let's take a little break.